These are the chart notes for Day 3, October 25.
Monica Armstrong, ARMSTRONG. Patient returns for complete physical. Only complaint is intermittent vaginal spotting since June with some hot flashes. Monica also states that she did not do the hemocults card test. Paragraph. History of present illness. This 50-year-old female has had vaginal bleeding consisting of spotting intermittently with heavy flow since June. Paragraph. Past medical history. Gravida 6, para 4024. Last normal period in January. Last pelvic exam, approximately 1 year ago, showed some cervical erosion and small cervical polyps. Family history of fibrocystic breast disease. Breast biopsy at age 42 was benign. Hospitalized for DNC after previous abortion. History of heart murmur. Mild hypertension, labile. No allergies, no medications. Paragraph. Social history. Occupation computer analyst. Single 5 years. 4 children, living and well. Mother, age 72. With ASCVD and osteoarthritis. Father is now 80 with CHF. Maternal grandmother died at age 59 of ASCVD. Maternal grandfather died of stomach cancer. Paternal grandmother died of unknown causes. Paternal grandfather died from complications of fractured leg. One sister has osteoarthritis. Brother died at age 48. Of MI. Paragraph. Review of systems. No current complaints except for menopausal problems. Wears glasses. Enter. Respiratory. No shortness of breath. Enter. Cardiovascular. No exertional chest pain. Enter. GI. No lower bowel changes. No dyspepsia. Enter. GU. Negative. Enter. Musculoskeletal. Negative. Paragraph. Physical examination. Enter. Vital signs. BP 140 over 88. Pulse 62 and regular. Weight 150 pounds. Height 64 inches. Enter. HEENT. Teeth in good repair. Boggy nasal mucosa. Enter. Neck supple. No adenopathy or thyromegaly. No carotid bruise. Enter. Chest. Negative. Enter. Lungs. Clear. Enter. Breasts. 3 cm biopsy scar at 3 o'clock on left. Enter. Heart. Soft murmur at left sternal border. S2. Normal. Enter. Abdomen. Slightly obese. No hepatosplenomegaly, masses, or tenderness. Enter. Pelvic. Normal external genitalia. Bimanual exam with normal-sized uterus. Endocervical polyp at 6 o'clock. Mild cervical erosion at 12 o'clock. Enter. Rectal. Negative. Enter. Skin. Negative. Enter. Extremities. No cyanosis, clubbing, or edema. Peripheral vascular palpable dorsalis pedis. And popliteal pulses. Paragraph. Assessment. Tab. Number 1. Tab. Menometroragia. Enter. Tab to line up. Number 2. Tab. Cervical polyp. Enter. Tab to line up. Number 3. Tab. Heart murmur. Paragraph. Plan. Pap smear done today. Refer to GI for colonoscopy to complete health maintenance. Refer to Dr. Elizabeth Miller Young, gynecologist. Jean Sinclair, GENESINCLAIR. Patient called about lesion on nose, which has not healed satisfactorily. Will refer to Dr. Susan Mattis, MATTYS, dermatologist, for recommendation and possible biopsy. Dictated referral letter to Dr. Mattis today. This is the referral letter to Susan Mattis, MD, 2785 South Ridgeway Avenue, Suite 410, Chicago, Illinois, 60623-2240. Dear Dr. Mattis, Ray Jean Sinclair, age 79. I am referring Mr. Sinclair to you for recommendation and possible biopsy. Paragraph. Jean has had a non-healing nose lesion from a nose injury with his glasses. The lesion on the left healed, but the right-sided lesion did not. I had prescribed hydrogen peroxide and bacitracin ointment, paragraph. Jean will call to arrange an appointment as soon as possible, paragraph. Please send me your recommendation as soon as you have examined him, paragraph. Sincerely, Karen Larson, M.D. Jeffrey Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R. Chief complaint. Jeffrey has had an earache for 2 weeks off and on. Now the right ear is worse than the left. Paragraph. Objective. Temperature, 102 degrees. Enter. Ears. Right TM is dull with old scarring, but no erythema. Canal erythematous and tender. Left TM has perforation posteriorly with minimal red purulent drainage in canal, which is slightly erythematous. Paragraph. Assessment. Tab. Number 1. Tab. Left acute suppurative otitis media with posterior perforation. Enter and tab until line up. Number 2. Otitis externa, right. Paragraph. Plan. Tab. Number 1. Septra DS 1 BID times 14 days. Enter and tab to number 2. Cortisporin otic suspension, 4 drops in right ear BID. Enter and tab to number 3. Children's Tylenol, every 4 hours PRN, pain or fever. Enter and tab to number 4. Recheck in 2 weeks or earlier PRN. Stressed importance of follow-up, even if pain resolved. Not sure if last bout of otitis resolved. Question of non-compliance. Enter and tab to number 5. Audiogram in near future. Cheng Sun, C-H-E-N-G-S-U-N. Problem. Complete physical exam for this 44-year-old male. Paragraph. Exam. Enter. Vital signs. Height, 67 inches. Weight, 162. Blood pressure, 114 over 78. Enter. General appearance. A well-developed, well-nourished male in no acute distress. Enter. Skin, warm and dry. Enter. Nodes. No cervical, inguinal, or axillary nodes palpated. Enter. H-E-E-N-T. Head, normocephalic. Eyes, benign. Ears, TMs, normal. Nose, patent. Mouth, dentition, good. Throat, negative. Enter. Neck, supple. Thyroid, not enlarged. Carotids, equal without Brewis. Enter. Chest, symmetrical. Lungs, clear to auscultation. Breasts, no lumps. Enter. Heart, regular sinus rhythm without murmurs. Enter. Abdomen, soft without masses, tenderness, or scars. Enter. Back, no CVA tenderness. Spine, straight. Enter. Genitalia, normal uncircumcised male. Testes descended bilaterally. No lumps or tenderness. Enter. Extremities, within normal limits, no clubbing or edema. Pulses, femorals 2 over 4, dorsalis pedis plus 3 over 4, posterior tibs plus 2 over 4. Enter. Rectal, within normal limits. Prostate, smooth and non-tender. Enter. Neuro. Cranial nerves 2 through 12, grossly intact. DTRs, equal bilaterally. Gait and strength within normal limits. Paragraph. Lab results. SMA8, lipid panel, and PSA are entirely normal except for slightly elevated total cholesterol of 229 with HDL of 60 and LDL of 132. Hemocults times 3, negative. UA negative. Paragraph. Impression. Essentially normal physical. Paragraph. Plan. Suggested continued exercise, low cholesterol and low saturated fat diet. Given pamphlets on cholesterol. Recheck in 2 to 3 years.